Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Brenna Walker and Kayla Nelson from the Washington Public Library about what's happening in December. December's here, which is a busy time at the library. You guys have a lot of kids that visit when school's out. But can you highlight some of the events that are coming up here this month?
Yes. The library is kind of an exciting place right now. We have a lot of trees going up right now from Hospice of Washington County. They're actually in the process of putting those up today. So these are memorial trees that have ornaments that are in honor of people that they care about or have passed. If you're interested in participating, you can call 653-7321 if you'd like to put an ornament on the tree. For our events this month, for kids, we still have our We Read, and that will be on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. We highly recommend registering for that. That's with Miss Joe and with story songs and rhymes. On December 12th, which is a Wednesday, from 1:30 to 3:30, we have an early out movie, Madness, and Janice is going to play the movie Elf. It includes free popcorn. And then we also have a few other events that includes some other ages, too. We have a gingerbread house decorating contest, which will be December 1st through the 20th. Bring your uniquely decorated gingerbread house to the library, and the gingerbread houses will be displayed at the entire month of December.
So that's kind of like the Festival of Pumpkins, where you do it at home, but display at the library.
Exactly, yes. So it's exciting, and I've heard it becomes very colorful and everything. But voting ends on December 22nd, and winners will be announced December 27th. We are breaking it into different categories of prizes. So it will be a children's section, teen, and adults different sections. So that'll be a fun thing. We also have Christmas Gone Green, which is a tradition at the library every December. So December 15th at 10 a.m., this will be something that where you learn how to transform an old book into a beautiful Christmas wreath. The program is free and open to all ages. Fifth grade and under should be accompanied by an adult. And bring something special to adorn your wreath, and then all the other materials will be provided. And then we do ask that you register for that as well. Another event that we have coming up the very end of December, December 31st, at 11 a.m., we're having a New Year's Eve party in the morning, a family-friendly celebration counting down to the new year without staying up late, music, crafts, and treats, and it's free for the entire family.
And Kayla, you have some events for area teenagers to take part.
Yes. So in December, we have two events. So Wednesday, December 5th at 4 is our teen holiday party. That's just going to be kind of a fun crafts and treats, that kind of thing. We do ask that you register just so that way we know how much to bring in. And then on December 12th at 4, which is also a Wednesday, we have our teen ornament making. All items are provided, so just come in and have some fun kind of crafting with that.
And why do you think it's important to offer programs just for teenagers?
It's a good way to explore your different interests. It's a good way just to hang out with friends, and it's often a lot of fun, and you don't have to worry about keeping an eye on your younger siblings, or maybe a parent is the one who likes to do these things, and you're like, maybe I don't want to do it that way. So it's a good way to explore and just kind of try different things.
And the mitten tree is still up. Are donations still being accepted? How's it been going?
Yes, we have. It's a beautiful tree right now. A lot of crocheted items are on there. So, yes, we're still accepting donations until December 14th, and then we'll start distributing them. HACAP, schools, the police department, Choices, and Lending Hands will all be places that we disperse the mittens, gloves, hats, scarves that are donated to it.
And can you remind us what your holiday hours will be like?
We will be closed December 24th and 25th, the Monday and Tuesday after the weekend. So, and then we also have some adult activities, too. We have some concerts, the Saturday Serenades, of course, which we've kind of started back in September. They've been very successful, so come and play a soothing music on the piano and talk to Allie for more details about that. We have the music of Hans Gall on December 6th at 6 p.m. This is a University of Iowa Art Share presentation, and it's a faculty performance, so that's kind of neat. We have a violin player, piano player, an oboe player, and a viola player at that, so that'll be really neat. We also have a noontime concert, A Troubadour's Christmas, and this will be with a local, two local people, Gary McCurdy and Nick Todd. So that's will be December 20th at 12:15. We will continue to have Sticks and Strings December 7th at noon. That will be with Leanne. And also the Washington Writers Workshop will be December 15th, 10 a.m. to noon. For this particular one, we have Ian McMurray, who is a fiction writer from the Iowa's Writer Workshop at University of Iowa. And he will be giving a presentation during the first hour, and then the workshop will be the second hour. It's open to adults and teens. We've started a couple other small activities during the day called Puzzle Club every Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Color Me Calm, a coloring club. So we have some music with that, and you can just color, and it's an adult activity. It's during the day, so it's Thursdays from 11 to 1. It's just a fun little activity for adults to do during the day, so that's been pretty successful.
And that has to be nice during the stress of the holidays.
Yes, it probably will be very good, yeah, during December.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Brenna Walker and Kayla Nelson from the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.